Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hey, folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF Podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.
I'm Mouse Jones.
I'm Mac Wilds.
I'm Flora.
And we are
Live Next Door.
ladies and gentlemen, what is going on? Happy Thursday, all you motherfucking nosy neighbors and plus ones. It is time for another week of mess. Now, for us to get through this next 30 minutes, we need you all to, you know, silence your phones, text your baby mothers or your significant others, tell them that you're at your friend's house, you're going to get in trouble either way, and tune in. We're going to have some fun. Now, for all of you guys who are new here, who don't know how we do things, make sure that you put some snaps on the petrol. Please leave your, the basket is coming around. Make sure you put some
It's right here, in the basket. Pass it to your left
for your neighbor. It's called Patreon. So make sure you guys subscribe to our Patreon. It's patreon.com/guysnextdoorpod. Make sure you follow us. Make sure that you follow us on all social media platforms at guysnextdoorpod. Make sure that you, when you guys hear this, what you're listening to this on, whether it's your phone, your girl's phone, your homeboy's phone, your mother's phone, because a lot of you niggas probably don't have phones. Make sure you like, subscribe, leave a comment. 9 times out of 10, we're gonna get right back at you. Yeah, man. Please make sure you rate. Make sure you subscribe. And if you are using somebody else's phone, or if you know where somebody else's phone is, make sure you do the same on their phone for us.
And send us a Cash App. You can send all guys.
Send us a guy. We love Cash Apps.
To Cash App, sign Mouse.
Flora.
Y'all some what birds.
What'd you say? Mine's simple. Mine's really simple. Cash App. It's the dollar sign.
Dollar sign.
F-L-Y-R-Y.
Yeah, Ryan's is only going to go to Ryan's. Mine will go to the entire team, so you might want to send
Cash App, dollar sign, Mouse Jones.
The person who believes in the team.
All right, guys. Let's get into this week.
It's a new year, man. We're still here.
This is the first Nosy Neighbors of the year.
The first time they get to be in our business all year.
Yeah.
What a money.
Yeah, it feels good, man.
Listen, everybody, we came back with a motherfucking vengeance.
We came back swinging. Ha. Ha. With the June bug. Ooh, the June bug. niggas wasn't ready. They thought we was playing.
They came back with cheating. They thought we was about to play with them. They've been using our quotes all week.
I've been loving it.
Well, Mac said Mac got one off. Mac said, what he said? He said, I always feel like life's greatest lesson is loss. I said, this bitch.
Is that one of his quote books?
Come on, son.
That was good.
Got quotes for days.
That's anonymous.
I had to slide that one. I had to slip it. I was like, oop, slip.
Let's get into these stories. So, Chad, right. Queen, set us up. Where are we starting with?
I'm gonna do a quick little teaser first. You know, we gotta Just a little bit. Okay, so y'all remember? Look, just a little bit. Just a little bit. You know, you got to warm it up. The NBA player who may or may not have worn a fat suit the other day, he got his wish. He finally did.
Y'all better chill out.
Yo,
y'all
stop.
I will back out proudly because I am a Knicks fan, and one new Nets fan and the original Nets fan.
I'll let you guys take this one.
Let me get these other ones off. The former porn star keeps to her non-traditional ways and breaks code. It'll make sense, Ryan. Just roll with it.
It's gonna make all of the sense in the world. Just understand.
I don't even know what to call this man. All I know is somebody please stop.
He's a legend. He's a fucking legend.
Is he the messy king? I'll give him that. He's the king of fucking legend. Mess.
Stop playing with the legend.
The king of mess.
Stop playing with and the legend.
And then
you better put some respect on Mr. 106 and Park.
I need to know why is everybody so upset with Think Like a Man 2 and how she took that book and put that shit into practice.
I love it.
Trey, you're getting better every episode.
There's a lot of juice in it now. Yeah. I appreciate it.
I love what you're doing. We appreciate you. Love that for you. So let's
but
let's
back
get to
James Harden.
Yeah, let's talk about this disrespect.
How's it disrespect? These conversations very lightly. Okay?
How did he lose 50 pounds in a week?
Yo, bro.
I don't know. I'm going to keep it a bone, bro. I don't know what flat tummy tea. I don't know what.
It was cold in the arena, bro. Yeah, a couple shirts.
I don't know what type of fucking master cleanse, the Beyonce cayenne pepper lemonade, this nigga lost. It's visible, bro. Like, it's visible.
Set it up for the people at home, because this is sports and a lot of our listeners are women. So, you know, it probably went over their beautiful, well-done wig. So, break it down.
Exactly. So, for everybody who hasn't been privy to what's been going on in the sports world, our good man, James Harden, an amazing man, especially to nightlife, he has been... adamantly asking for a trade. And not only has he been adamantly asking for a trade,
begging,
he has been doing anything and everything in his power to get traded. Besides, like, he's done everything besides play bad.
Besides,
like,
do his job. Besides,
he literally shows up.
He does his job.
He literally still shows up. He still showed up. He still kills. The only part, you know, that a lot of people don't talk about when it comes to sports and everything is the camaraderie between your team and everything. Those are the only things he wasn't doing. Like, he wasn't, he's not going to be in the locker room with these niggas. He doesn't want to be there. But he, every game, he still showed up for the Rockets. He still played his ass off, even though he looked like Professor Clump.
Sounds like me and my relationships. Even though things weren't going good, I was still there every day doing my job. You feel me?
Jesus Christ.
I'm just here so I don't get fined.
I was doing my job.
Wow. So to start this off, and for anybody who doesn't understand, he got his wish. He actually got off of the team, and literally within the next 3 days, magically lost at least a good 20 pounds.
He took a hoodie off. That's it. He just took a hoodie off.
I'm accusing him of wearing a Mr. Doubtfire, like, fat suit, like Big Mama fat suit. That's what I think. He walked into the arena with that on.
When he got in town, we took him to little Dr. Sebi's, cleared the system.
Man, we had to get him up to Jocelyn real fast. Get him right.
He probably went to the same one.
So I will ask the two Nets fans in the room here. One brand new Nets fan. I gotta keep on saying that because Mouse Jones, ladies and gentlemen, and he's a proud understander of it. He's a bandwagoner, guys. He is a complete bandwagoner. He has jumped on the bandwagon.
I can't let you violate him. Since he is in the Nets organization, we have to hold up people, you know, with the most respect. I think that Mouse has he has some ways to go in the Nets organization with us as, you know, as fans. But he's here though. Respectfully.
Yes, yes. Respectfully. Respectfully. So respectfully. Ryan, tell me at first. Did you see that? Did you, in I guess prior to this, did you foresee James coming to Brooklyn?
I've been saying
this.
Did
you think he would go somewhere else?
I've been saying they was all going to play together, but nobody believed me. And then it happened, and I'm just happy. I'm just glad that people got, you know, the haters get to hate, and everybody in Brooklyn is happy. That's it, man. That's
I would just like to say on behalf of the last true bandwagon fan, that the door is closed. The door is locked. It's been welded shut.
Oh, my God.
It's been welded shut.
No, we are.
Why don't you just brick it over? Just brick the door over.
We are here. Uh-huh. We are it. We're champions.
We are where the money resides.
We are where the money and the championships reside. And as far as my former team, I don't know you guys.
So, all right, right now we're not even deep in the season yet. Like, this is only game, what, 17 for them? This is game 17, 18 for them, right?
We're pretty deep into the season because we're only,
I'm saying, like, if you're thinking, if you're thinking
from halfway.
Okay. So, do you guys believe that the Nets will be at the top?
Yep.
Right now, I believe in standings, the Nets are number 5. The Knicks are right behind them as number 6. Are number 6 right now?
I gotta go check these.
Don't know. don't know who that. I don't know her. Don't know her. Never heard of her.
I'm just saying. I'm asking. With the way things are going, do you think? Where do you think the Nets will end their regular season?
Number 1 in the Eastern Conference, going up against whoever makes it out of the West, because there's nobody, even with a team that has not all the way gelled, and probably will not all the way gel this season because they're brand new. Even then, there's not a team in the East with enough pieces to beat them in a 7-game series. So
that's a fact.
They're still gonna make it to the chip, and now do they have enough to beat a gelled LA Lakers team? I don't know, but guess who doesn't have to worry about that? I tell you who doesn't. The Knicks. The Knicks don't have to worry about that.
Wow.
You know why?
We're not talking about me now. About us right now.
Do you know why the Knicks don't have to worry about that?
Tell them why.
They will not even sniff the Larry O'Brien Trophy. They will not even get the chance to sniff the case that the Larry O'Brien Trophy comes in.
Okay. Now when you guys get your ass beat by the Bucks, I don't want to hear.
We just beat them yesterday, man. Wait, talk about the team we just beat last night.
The Bucks. The
Bucks that couldn't get past.
Right, watch.
The Bucks. Did the Bucks make it out the first round last season? Did they make it out the first round in the bubble?
Did they win last night?
Wow. Okay.
So this will be the last time I ever let y'all start off with sports. This is why I save it for last.
I just wanted to be known here.
These are my days.
I just wanted to be known here that Giannis was getting bullied by Kevin Durant. I just wanted to put that out there. Somebody, anyone was getting bullied.
Hold on. I'm never really a Nets fan, but watching KD you look at KD, right? He's a very, very tall man. He doesn't have a lot of weight on him, but Giannis, who looks like he has a little more weight on him, this nigga KD was like, "Move, little boy." It was interesting to watch.
He is not one of them, okay?
Giannis is a bitch. Yeah. Giannis is a bitch. Because at 5'8", I promise you, KD would not be doing that to me in anybody's face. And I'm 5'8", so.
To move KD, it along, I'm going, because y'all will keep going. Y'all will keep going.
This will be sports.
Oh, we definitely will.
That's why we're not doing sports first anymore.
This will be the sports neighbors show.
Let me not, because we're not paying them. We are not paying them.
Yeah,
to answer your original question, though, Ryan, the former porn star in question, Melania Trump, we're going to call her what she really was, her old profession.
Talk about it.
Decided to break tradition and refuse to do like the incoming walkthrough gal pal to anybody. Like basically the Trumps they said, fuck y'all. Then they're leaving office and not doing any of the standard inauguration stuff leading up to the transfer of power.
No, on the real, my man said, fuck y'all party. I'm going to throw my own party. He literally is throwing a party. He said, yo, I'm not going to their joint because I'm throwing my own.
I don't think I knew that
nuts.
One.
Yeah, he's throwing his own farewell party.
That's the Negro in him.
Is that the FBI picking him up and taking him to Rikers? That's the only party he needs?
Well, I tell you, if the FBI is picking up, he ain't going to Rikers.
He's not going to Rikers.
The gulag, anywhere. I don't care where.
Yeah, he going to the big house.
Yeah, he going to MCU.
He gonna be big house.
He really going to be a guest on Tax Season.
Hey, listen.
You're really gonna be fine.
Listen, I think the whole thing is, I think the way that the both of the Trumps are handling this shit is like, it's fucking ridiculous. It's understood because of where he is and how he is. It's understood. It's not respected though. Like this nigga is doing some real. It's even in sports, right? Even in sports, when you. If you lose a game, you still put the ball down middle of the court. You guys line up.
Everybody
in the corner,
shakes hands.
Everybody shakes hands. Mm-hmm. It is what it is. Niggas lost the game. I'ma go home. There are some niggas who walk off the court.
You talking about Isaiah Thomas? Why are you talking about him like that? Like he's not right here.
But but it is a very. I think it's corny. I think. In the words of him, and I can say this because it's still maybe today's the day that he's not president anymore, but in the words of our former president, he's pussy. He's pussy for this. Like, this nigga's mad pussy.
Wow. Mac Wiles with the scathing hot take of the president.
It was a roll off the Knicks slander.
I'm sorry. I felt it. I still feel.
I'm your brother. I'm your brother.
Nick's heat in my chest.
I'm your brother.
Listen, this is what I expected. I did not expect anybody who is not a politician to act as a politician should. This is an act of courtesy. And we know that they are not people who have courtesy.
Are courteous.
I do think it's very funny that in true white woman fashion, that like people were at one point in these 4 years, I heard people feeling bad for this lady, feeling as if she's a prisoner. I think we are seeing that she is not that. She's doing exactly what she wants to do, for whatever reason.
I'll say this. I still feel bad for her because I do think that there's nothing that she has done. In this entire time of her husband being in office that shows that she has a mind of her own. It has always literally been whatever he says is how we running it. So I think this is more of a, he said, nah, we ain't doing that. And she said, I mean, I'm in America because of you. I'm in America because of you.
I agree with you, Mac. And I'm not saying Mouse, you're wrong about not, oh, you shouldn't feel bad for her. But I think it's more of a like, you got and this is a. I won't even go that way. It's not even feeling bad. It's just
shit.
It's just,
no.
I just know. What? I just know the words coming out of her mouth are not from her.
Hold on. This nigga is giving me the Dr. Umar stare.
That's why I just ran. I didn't even look at him. Can't look.
I'm sorry. I do not feel bad for these Neanderthals.
No, I don't feel bad. It's just I just know somebody else giving her cue cards.
You have activated your coon button. You've activated your coon button.
That's sick.
Hey, speaking of Dr. Umar, he said that there's something in all of us that we need to turn off. It's called coon chips. And I keep on saying, like, yo, he's missing out. He's missing out on a very, very probably advantageous, lucrative snacking deal with Coon Chips. Like, niggas could be eating Coon Chips right now.
What would it taste like?
What would Coon Chips be made of?
White women.
Salted with white tears.
Wow.
Tastes like mayonnaise.
Oh, man.
Just taking up that bag full of mayonnaise chips. That's what y'all niggas eating out here.
Nah, wow. Don't do that. It gotta be something else. Don't do that.
Boiled chicken. That's what I think about. Like,
yeah, it gotta be something like that. It gotta be like chicken flavor, like no seasoning chicken chips.
Yeah.
Or like string bean casserole chips.
Oh,
that's nasty work.
String bean casserole.
Can we move on? Disgusting. My stomach hurts.
Okay, so
this episode is brought to you by Coon Chips.
Can y'all explain to me why Bow Wow is pillow talking his ass off?
I'll start by saying this: his publicist is fire. Always keep him in the light. Do you
want to set the stage?
All publicity is good publicity, man, for Bow. Are you talking about the man? You know, he just doing what he do. This is him at this point.
Yeah.
So to set the stage, Bow Wow, who was he interviewing with? I don't remember. I remember seeing it, but I wasn't paying attention.
Nah, he was on...
He was
talking to his mother on Grown Up Hip Hop.
And basically, he said he wanted to create his next album. He wanted to do his next album, but each track was the name of somebody he slept with.
Yeah, which in theory is fire.
I want to get him on the show and talk about that.
Fire.
In theory, that's fire. Until you realize, like, that's mad chatty.
It's messy. I'll say this. If you were to do it in a classier way, you could do it. You could name all the songs a woman's name, not the woman who it's really about. And it can flow very well.
So let me ask, because this is my issue, because I still think Bow is a legend. Even after, this is very chatty, but I still think he's a legend. And the only reason I don't give him all the grief is I need to know right now, do y'all think that is a chatty move? Like a not real nigga move?
Or?
Yes.
There's an or?
Do y'all think that's a real nigga move?
For me, I don't like talking about publicizing about who my sexual interactions are with. I don't like the world to know that.
So yeah, Bow Wow is corny for this.
Mad
yes.
corny.
Yes.
Yeah. But everybody here listens to Drake.
But okay. Now listen to this.
Bow is about to do the Bow is trying to do the Drake thing, but he's gonna be talking about
Drake literally just said
what he said? What he said?
A young lady that he was sitting with, minding her business, she's about to give you the vagina, and you want to use this time to tell her that back in, oh wait, you used to mess with SZA, Chatty Patty. What about Courtney from Hooters on Peachtree? That lady's never been the same. Malia, she's never been the same. All of these women, you just
all right, okay. Look. Yeah, listen.
That's very true.
This is what I will say about it. In my mind, I don't think Bow Wow is gonna make tasteful records about these women.
Are tasteful records?
And to a certain degree, I think Bow Wow is gonna talk about some women that are kind of over him.
Yeah. So which I think Drake, the difference being Drake is lifting women up out their current situation, because you get your name in a Drake record. You don't
stock
just,
is up.
I'll say this, right? I think there's a stark difference between what Bow Wow kind of got famous for and the persona that he tries to play versus Drake's, which is why it works for Drake, right? Drake plays the quote unquote certified lover boy. Drake plays the kid that, listen, of course, Drake plays the Drake plays the kid, I know I'm corny now. Like, that's his persona now. Whereas Bow is still, nah, I'm still that cool nigga. I'm that nigga y'all grew up on.
Facts.
Don't ever get it
twisted.
It's
the way you do it. It's the way you do it.
So now, because Bow is trying to come off as this super cool nigga and naming, it's like,
it's
I
like
don't
a,
know many cool
it's
niggas.
It's like a nigga in a party that come in here like, yo, and it's me, you and Mouse in the room. We chilling. There's a whole bunch of girls. And I'm like, yo, boy, I got too much Louis Vuitton on. Like, yo, is this too much Louis? Like,
yeah.
Like, you don't need to.
That's exactly what it is.
Yo, if I got y'all get another Montclair, is five too many? Like,
so
in front of the crowd.
So let me say this now. Let me get, because this is how I'm starting. Rel, feel free to bleep this out. Not for me, but for Mac Wilds. So Mac,
oh,
what you're saying is the difference between Drake and Bow Wow is the difference between you and
Mouse Jones. Hey, Mouse Jones.
Violence.
Thank you, pal. All right.
He woke up and he wanted violence.
Chose violence.
Why?
He
Why?
Chose it.
Why are you
brother.
Like this?
Why are you shooting at your
Why
brother
Why are you
right
like
now?
This?
All right.
Got the, okay. Got that off. All right.
Got that out.
Well.
Where are we? Where are we today?
Dickheads. Anyway, what's the next?
Talk
the
about
that.
The
last one is, why is everybody
I'm still laughing.
So, you're just ignorant as fuck.
Just ignorance. Ignorant.
No,
I need to know.
Listen, you didn't see it because when I asked the question, I knew where it was going.
He brought
and
you to
like,
the to the rodeo.
It's like throwing the bomb and getting to see it explode. Because the minute I said it, everybody's eyes did the same thing. Ryan just did just what he did just now. Ryan was like.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. Hello Fresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. Hello Fresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Woo. I ain't got no time.
Wow.
I ain't got no time.
Oh, God.
Okay.
All right.
Where we,
Shay,
where we at?
Where we going?
Shay, what's next?
The last story is, I just need to know, why is everybody so deep in Lori Harvey's vagina history, and why does it matter where she
about
been,
to say,
where she traveling
why,
to?
I would like to know why the niggas specifically, why were men?
It's more men. It's more, I'm about to say, it's more men
so
that
upset about this young lady's vagina.
Like they had a chance.
Chronicles.
You like they was next.
No, yo, I got pinged into so many clubhouse rooms that day about, yo, Mouse, yo, is Lori Hart. Brother, don't ask me no questions. And I would leave the room every time. Why are y'all having discourse about a woman's vagina that you won't even get to smell?
Not even. You don't even know where she get her panties from.
You don't even know what her period blood smells like. And you want to know.
Whoa.
You don't know what her liner smells like. You don't know what that bra that she wear, her favorite bra. You'll never know because it stink a little bit. You'll never know what her favorite bra smells like because you know every woman got their favorite bra. And it smells just a little bit like skin. Che, you know the bra. Che, go get the bra that smell like skin.
Go get the bra.
It's been quarantine, so I haven't been wearing a bra if we're gonna keep it a buck.
They've been out.
Fair enough. You've been letting the
slanging,
letting enough. The girls breathe.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Letting them breathe.
Mm-hmm.
There we go. No, but I'm still just like you, Mouse, right? I wonder, part of me is like, okay, maybe it's quarantine, you know, nobody has nothing else to do. Another part of me is like, you know, I don't know. Everybody's so enamored by celebrity. But I really wonder why niggas be so pressed
for a piece
about
of
Shorty's. It's not about Shorty's track record. Mind you,
I could give you.
These are all her boyfriends. These are guys that she's legit like.
Yeah. I don't care who they were. Like, some nigga really made a video of like her interactions with these famous niggas. And I said at the end of that, who cares? You sat here. Now, what did you do to better your life? You were at work when you did that. I know you was.
Not even that. Did this make you any money?
Hold on. Let me tell y'all niggas this. I want to tell you niggas something. All you niggas that spent that whole day talking about that woman and her vagina, you niggas almost got fired in a pandemic because your manager told you not to be on your phone on the floor.
On your phone.
Risking almost another. Some of you niggas got
risking it all.
Some of you niggas got a write-up. Now you one write-up away from losing your job in the middle of a pandemic because you want to be talking about vagina that's not yours. You niggas better get it the fuck together.
Let me just say this. On this podcast, we will love Lori Harvey for everything she does and whatever she want to do. If she want to do it, she can do whatever the hell she want.
I would really love for her if she gave me a chance. You know what I'm saying?
Oh my God. The spin.
If she ever decided that it was in her autonomy and agency and liberty to come fuck with a real nigga like me,
then the doors is open.
I've been in a movie too. Shout out to Mac Wiles. I was in After Hours. You know.
Yes, I had a starring role.
I don't know why my ring lights keep going out.
I'll say this, y'all.
I don't understand why everybody's so caught up about this, right? I mean, of course, niggas are gonna be niggas, women are gonna be women, people are gonna feel however they feel. See, people are gonna say whatever they wanna say, but as long as her and him are good, as long as they happy, as long as she's chasing happiness, nigga, there's nothing else to worry about.
I will tell you this.
Niggas should chase their own happiness. Life. That's what I'm saying. Niggas should chase their own happiness. It's that simple.
I will tell you this. I hope some bad things happen to that nigga. Okay, it's about too much happiness.
About
too many things going right for this nigga. And to be a nigga that snitched, this nigga Wallace snitched, died, and got Lori Harvey. I fucking hate it. Okay,
went to heaven.
I don't think he went to heaven. Okay, Michael B. Jordan, this ain't about Lori. This about you, nigga. I'm on to you, nigga, and I'm going to bring
up. Wait till you come on this show.
Guys Next Door, Michael B. Jordan. I got some heat for your ass, okay? Okay, I don't like nothing about it. I'm not going to hold you, but it's not Lori Harvey's fault. It's because it's not me. That's why.
I'm praying for y'all. I want y'all to stay happy. I want y'all to chase y'all happiness.
I don't hope y'all stay happy.
All you motherfuckers.
I hope y'all break up soon. Okay.
All you niggas that want to smell her panties. All the niggas that want to smell her panties, including Mouse Jones. Chase y'all own happiness, my nigga. Chase y'all own happiness. Look at the nose moving, y'all. All right. Well, you guys know we're about to be out of time, but we have enough time for one of my favorite sections of our nosy neighbors. This is the good shit, black man, and the goddamn black man.
Listen, let's start it with a good. I think we need some good because y'all been just being terrible people. And
we do. We are.
Hmm? Y'all. Hmm?
What?
You.
What? Hmm? Huh? Don't feed into it. So we'll start with some good, just like Mouse said. So this week's good shit black man goes to that we all know and love. One of our favorite flat earthers, Kyrie Irving.
Byrie boy. My point guard, bro.
Now, for anybody who doesn't know why he's getting this, this week, you guys gotta understand. Of course, he's kind of been, out in the wind playing for playing the game, or you know, chasing after making life better for cats. But he watch is it. Also
watch it, watch it, watch the also... shade, because we ain't shade your little you ain't let us shade your little funky friend, so don't shade our point guard.
He is just recently I don't think it was recently. I think they're just now talking about it. But Mr. Stephen Jackson revealed that Kyrie Irving literally bought a home for George Floyd's family. Now, I don't know if you guys have been under a rock or you guys haven't heard of George Floyd and his family, but the man who I guess I can say reignited this, our civil push for us, equality. for all of our equalities, for
man, fuck
our
that
civil,
equality
our
shit.
Civil liberties.
Yeah, I want justice. I don't want no equality. Man. Yeah, fuck that.
For our civil liberties. You know, just to be able to feel like we matter and we are deserved of our piece of the American pie. Kyrie has been a big factor and somebody who's been constantly fighting. Even when the NBA went back into the bubble, there was a lot of talk about Kyrie's place, what he was doing with all matters surrounding us as Black people, our mattering in the world, et cetera, et cetera. So Kyrie recently bought a home for George Floyd's family to make sure that they're good, and you don't get a chance to see a lot of the admirable things that a lot of these celebrities do, right? A lot of times they work in silence. A lot of times they work because they don't, it's not about the accolades or anything. So us over here next door, we want to reach over to our man and say, good shit, Black man. That's we appreciate you, man. That's some real nigga shit, man. And hey, may God bless you a million years for that.
He gonna bless him with a championship this year. That's what he gonna do. Just want to let you know that. All right.
We'll see. Now, let's get to the bad shit, Black man.
Oh, yes. I can't wait. I can't wait.
Bad shit, Black man.
My favorite part
for this one.
The negativity. The negativity.
So I didn't know about this, but I guess... what's today? So a few days ago, our good brother Larry Morrow, down in New Orleans, he has every year all Black party, and if I'm not mistaken, it's for his birthday or something. Like he does this every year.
Yep. Just want to shout out. That food is fire at that goddamn restaurant, Morrow.
Oh yeah. Don't get it.
Now listen,
crazy.
Whatever we about to say, Larry. Feel a way, but just know your food is amazing. The charbroil oysters, the catfish pasta.
Oh, yeah. Boy, that motherfucking. It's ridiculous.
Let me tell you the things I would do for some catfish pasta. God damn, that's so fire.
Hey, Larry, next time we in New Orleans, I've never been.
Larry, I ain't even going to hold you. I know the next time after we get done saying what we about to say, you probably not even going to let us in the restaurant. But yeah, listen, go ahead, Mac. I want to clear the air that I was never slandering the food. I didn't want you to think that.
Low key, we're not even slandering you, man. We're not even slandering you. We're slandering the situation. Slandering the situation.
Mac,
so Larry had his
Mac,
all black.
It is a pandemic, right? Not a pandemic, a bandemic. Right,
I completely understand. Yeah, all the way up the shoulder.
It's a bandemic.
I completely understand.
And Larry thought it behooved his Black ass to go from New Orleans, where T.D. Cantrell and already shut down the partying, the bars. You can't even be in the bars. I was out there in August. It was a ghost town. T.D. Cantrell and took away Mardi Gras. But you thought in the middle of a pandemic where 400,000 plus people have already passed, You thought it behooved you, Larry, to take your black ass from New Orleans to Houston to have 3 days of super spreader events? Get your dumb ass now. Somebody should have said your stupid ass down. Oh, well, somebody should have told you that. You should have did a big ass Zoom party, but you want to sit your
This nigga said
ass
a big
down.
Ass Zoom party. So hold on. What does that Zoom party look like, Mouse?
I don't know.
Everybody
but
just dressed in black?
Everybody dressed in black in the camera like this.
This nigga is crazy.
you could have had D Nice, you could have had Sabu Son, you could have Manny Fresh, you could have had Kelly Green, you could have had all the New Orleans.
There's a bunch.
Ali B.
Yeah.
You could have had Keith Scott. You could have had all of them, and they would have DJ. You could have had the Hot Sizzle, a sticker. You could have did that on Zoom.
Yep,
but
yep.
You thought it behooved your black ass to go from New Orleans to Houston to throw
Houston.
3 days of parties. We not even.
Hold on, listen. I'm not gonna hold you. Niggas was out there.
They was out there, but they bit.
Cause
I mean,
niggas is dumb.
All right, so on, bro. So niggas
Houston
was
is,
out
Houston,
there.
As we all know, if you don't know, Houston is open.
Houston is almost as open as Atlanta, if not more.
They're the same. So
makes sense.
I'll say this. The parties were gonna happen. It didn't matter what if it was him or somebody else. The parties were gonna happen, but because it was him, of who he is and how many people know him, is what makes it a situation.
So let me break it down for you guys. The reason why Mouse is saying that it is a full on bandemic, is because there were people who paid about $10,000 per section.
Maybe so more. Niggas took their PPE money, their SBA money, and they spent it with your stupid black ass. So now it's not just you, Larry, okay? This is my issue with niggas, okay? My issue don't be just one dumb nigga. It be that one dumb nigga attract a million dumb niggas. So now it's just a dumb nigga convention. So at the dumb nigga
Jesus
convention,
Christ.
Your dumb ass, Larry, and listen, you're fool good, but you a dumb ass for this. So you're fool good, and you took your dumb ass down to Houston to have a party and tell dumb niggas to bring their SBA and PPE and COVID monies and pay 10 bands to have a section or for the party to be shut down in 30 minutes. See, let me tell you something.
30 minutes.
This is
30 minutes.
Why the black community can't grow, because you could have got your LLC.
Mouse don't even know where to go. He just like, no. God damn shit.
What?
He naming all the shit he would have got.
Son, listen. I to wrap this up, man,
got
Larry.
Yo,
this nigga is crazy.
I think, out of his mind. I think it's absolutely
let me ask
fucked
y'all,
up that
listen,
that you guys spent.
Let me
you
ask
guys
y'all this.
Took all of that. Hold on, wait. You guys took all of that bread. You guys let that shit run, and you ran it for 30 minutes and didn't give anybody their bread.
No, that's not true.
They gave the bread back?
Yeah.
Okay.
Bread back. That's what I'm saying. It's not like he took the bread and went somewhere. He gave all the bread back to the people who bought tables.
Okay, that's fine then.
Listen, Larry, you gotta bring your black ass to the clubhouse. You gotta bring your ass to the house next door. I'm sorry, not the clubhouse. So the app just came scrolling down, but you got to bring your ass to guys next door. You got to come next door. You got to sit on the couch and you got to talk to us about this dumb ass shit. But this was dumb, Larry. And as black people, we got to hold ourselves a little more accountable to make smart decisions in regards to our people. If you're a tastemaker in the culture, that means you got some influence. And if you got some influence, use it for some good and not for some selfish greed. You understand me? Now, I could crack jokes all day, but that's serious. Okay, let's be smarter with our platforms and smarter with the things we choose to do and lead our people too. If that's not the case, we don't deserve the influence we have. Now, I don't want to be banned from Morrow's, okay? That's all I'm saying. I will sneak in there underneath the alias because that food is mother...
200%.
That food is good.
I understand.
I do want to ask
really
Mac
good.
And Ryan, when I be acting to ass, do y'all ever regret calling me to Soho House that night?
Nah, I think for me, I've learned that it's like media, like just shut up, bro. If I just shut up, it don't really fall on me. It just fall, you know, that's him.
Yeah.
What you want me to do?
Yeah.
But if I don't agree with you, I'll say it. That's the one thing about us. If we don't agree on some shit, we are going to say it to each other, but I'm not going to tell you, like, I mean, I might actually say this. I might be like, yo, don't say that. But if you say it, I'm not going to be like, you know, I'm like, fuck it. He said it. I'm not mad at him. It's his opinion.
I'm pretty sure if I would have asked Mac if beforehand that other thing, I think he would have asked me not to say that. Yeah, he would have asked me not to say it. That's why I didn't ask him. But listen, here goes the beautiful thing about me. That's the beautiful thing about me. A lot of shit just come off the dome, so I don't be prepared. Literally, I asked him that question 5 seconds after I thought it.
He thought it and then spun Mac into thinking Mac was going to be on the right side of the game and fucking struck him out.
Yo, when I said Mac, because you know how Mac gets when you ask him a question.
Nigga said, like, so Mac,
so what you're trying to say, like, he's like, when I asked him, he leaned in, he said,
so 1 + 1 = 2, right? And 2 + 2 = 4, right? So how much is 5 + 5? Nigga, like, damn.
I love it. Oh, man, I missed it. I don't know about y'all. My schedule has been, my whole operation of scheduling and things have been off since we ain't been recording. I'm so glad to be back.
I know. I need this. This actually puts my week together the way I need to. Makes it seem like I'm super busy. Yo, what you doing? Yeah, I got to record. Oh, you're a rapper? Nah, you know, I got the little podcast you ain't heard.
Yo, boy, I'll tell you something. I'll send you a link. I ain't never been called a rapper so much in the past couple weeks since these white people have been calling me racist about this Eminem shit, boy. They be like, you are a terrible rapper. I said, oh, really? Am I
now? A rapper?
Mouse Jones, number one hit on iTunes.
Who? Mouse Jones. Who? Mouse Jones.
Listen, I enjoy it. I miss y'all listeners at home. I am about 15 to 20 minutes over the time I was supposed to do.
Y'all take y'all black asses on.
I do appreciate y'all. I appreciate that. I don't know how this turned into a love fest because that's typically for Mondays. But, you know, here we are being vulnerable
and open.
With our emotion. We missed each other. I love you guys. It's not the same as just being in the group chat all the time. It does feel good to talk to you guys. Some of my favorite people to talk to. My week's been off. We typically talk to each other a lot during the week. And, you know, so these past 3 weeks have been off. Somebody actually said, damn, y'all still on winter break?
Yeah, we go to private school.
Back. But listen, y'all already know what to do, okay? Y'all know, subscribe, listen, comment, and rate, okay? If you're on Apple Podcasts, leave a rating and leave a comment. Mm-hmm. If you're anywhere else, just make sure you listen and post. Make sure you're following us on all social media. That's God Next Door Pod. That's all social media. Make sure you subscribe to our YouTube. Content is on our YouTube. You can see the episode, see a little clip. If you ain't a Patreon, if you can't afford that, that's fine. We'll put a little something, son of what your palate.
A little nibble.
Little 10-minute taster. I like that. Little 10-minute taster.
I'm on it.
Right there. That's on YouTube. God Next Door. It's God Next Door Pod on YouTube?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, God Next Door Pod on YouTube. And if you got the monies, if you got your PPE, your SBA, your pandemic monies, don't go to Larry's, okay? Fuck that.
That is crazy.
Put that on the Patreon. Go to patreon.com/guysnextdoorpod. Stop being a Hakeem Campbell. Stop being a Kimmy Gibbler. And put some snaps on the petrol, you goddamn mooches. You get 2 episodes for the price of none. On that note, I'm out.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hey, folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF Podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues. your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.